So you've got some lyrics written out on paper and the notes app of your phone. Maybe you even have a chord progression in place. But there's just one major problem. You can't figure out a melody to fit it all together. And a lot of times you're not even sure where to start. So in this episode, I'm going to be walking you through step by step on how to start writing melodies so that you can write catchy songs that you can be proud of and get over that hump of simply starting, because starting can be the hardest part. My name is Connor Frost. I'm a professional songwriting mentor who's helped hundreds of songwriters to write and release their first songs. And this is Dear Songwriter, the podcast to help you confidently write and release your music so that you can live out your most musical and creative life. Let's get into it. Okay, welcome back. Good to be here as always. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you are a frequenter, someone who frequents the podcast, welcome back. It's good that you are here. So yeah, let's just dive right in, because at the end of the day, melody is king and incredibly important. And we need to get a sense of how we can put this all together. So here we go. All right, step one. Step one is you should find or build a chord progression. Can you write melody without having a chord progression? Absolutely. But I really think it's easier if you have a chord progression. There's so many tools, so many options for you to build a chord progression, even if you don't play an instrument. And so I think it's just easier, truly, if you're working from having some sort of foundation that is a chord progression, okay? If you're able to build a chord progression, whether you play piano, whether you play guitar, whether you play ukulele, that's great. That's awesome. If you don't, just gonna give you a couple recommendations here. So one is you can go on YouTube and simply search G major chord progression. See what comes up and use that for this exercise. Now, again, you're not looking for an instrumental that you are going to use for your song, right? This is different from perhaps getting a tight beat. This is just for the purposes of the exercise, right? So you can go on YouTube, you can search that, right? Another thing you could do, a couple apps. One of them is called Demo. I'm not an affiliate, just to be clear. This is just what my clients have used and what I've also kind of experimented with over the years. Demo is an app where you can create your own chord progressions, and they make it really easy for you to do that. And it's really a useful app. So I would definitely recommend Demo. Okay, so that's step number one, is find or build your chord progression. I would recommend starting with perhaps a 4-chord progression, 2 to 4 chords to kind of get things rolling. Okay, so that's step one. Step two, put the chord progression on loop and have it playing out of your computer. Okay, so whether you have a laptop, desktop, doesn't matter, but make sure it's playing out loud, okay? Not in your headphones necessarily, but make sure it's playing out loud, because you're gonna use your phone as a microphone. Okay, so now, if you have a more intense and extensive recording setup, maybe this doesn't apply to you, but the point of this is you don't need anything fancy. Okay, so if you're thinking, oh, I need this, that, and the other thing to make this exercise work, absolutely not. I think just something to play that chord progression, whether you recorded it yourself or found it, have it play out of your computer, and then use your phone as a microphone. And I'm gonna get into what I mean by that in a second. You're gonna create 2 to 3 different drafts. Okay, now what will those drafts entail? So the first time you play this through, I want you to play it out loud on your computer. Once you use your phone as a microphone, press record in your voice memos app, or if you have something else, that's fine too. And I want you to just listen to the chord progression and use the syllable la, 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 to, in a way, just improvise, freestyle a melody. See what's coming to you naturally. Now, I know some of you who are perfectionists who are listening to this, and I was myself not too long ago, you might get caught in this loop of, oh, I don't know if what I'm singing is good. So I want to just preemptively say, this is not about sounding good, at least in the beginning. This is about just getting ideas out, and we're going to do so using the syllable la, okay? So you play it out on your computer, you're pressing record on your phone, you start by singing la. If you get to the end of that chord progression that you have on loop, and ideally, I don't know, say it's like a minute. Say it's a minute long loop. We actually did this recently in my songwriting community where our mentor, Julie, who's one of the mentors on my team, she created a 1-minute loop for our students. And I think that was just like a really good length of time. So go through, record just that freestyle draft. Save it on your phone, and then you're going to move to the next draft. And in total, like I said, 2 to 3 different drafts. So once you've done that, once you've gotten through 2 to 3 different drafts, again, it's not going to sound amazing. Get that out of your head that it should, because this is an exercise and this is part of the writing process, which is not always glamorous, right? When you listen back, this is step 3. When you listen back, I want you to listen for melodies or sub-melodies, depending on how you're thinking about it. Shorter melodies, right? Maybe just 2 notes. Maybe they're 3 notes. Maybe they're shorter melodies. Listen for melodies or sub-melodies that resonated with you. And one of the questions that I would have you ask yourself is, are there certain melodies or sub-melodies that you naturally repeated? Because if you naturally repeated them, there's likely a reason for that. And that's something to take note of. So make note of those melodies, right? Whether you repeated them or whether you just found them to be particularly catchy. So in kind of the grand freestyle melody, la 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 situation that you just created, break it down and ask yourself, okay, are there subparts to this larger freestyle that I really like? And maybe they're just a couple notes. Maybe most of it you won't like, but there might be certain melodies in the larger melody that you really like. Make note of them. That's step 3. Once you've made note of them, we go into step 4. And that's that we want to identify the characteristics of those melodies. What do I mean by that? Simply put, are they low notes? Are they high notes? Are they dynamic melodies? Are they more static? Do they kind of exist in just like a 2 to 3 note radius? Are they long notes? Are they short notes? Okay, so really listen and identify the quality of those melodies. That's step 4. Step 5, based on how those melody qualities and characteristics are identified, make the bold decision to just call it, for all intents and purposes, just call it a verse or call it a chorus. Now, depends what your goals are, depends what kind of genre of music you're writing, obviously, depends what you're feeling in the moment. Because if you've listened to some of my previous episodes, we've talked a lot about verses and choruses, okay? So verse melodies typically are not meant to upstage the chorus melodies, typically, and oftentimes they are more unassuming, not as many high notes, sometimes not as many long notes, but it really depends. But the point is, based on the characteristics of those melodies, ask yourself, okay, is it a verse or is it a chorus? And just make a decision. Now, when you make that decision, it's not to say that that is the final decision. But I think for the purposes of this exercise, it's good to just decide, even if it's only for a temporary period of time, because that will allow you to be able to build further. Because that's step 5, is to identify and label them as verse or chorus. So once you've done that, step 6, once you've gotten those sub-melodies that are your motifs, kind of those main melodies that you've picked from your larger melody, those are your anchor points, right? Those are your building blocks. So step 6 would be to rewrite the whole melody using the same loop, but this time it's going to be less of a freestyle. It's going to be a little more intentional because you're going to have those building blocks, those motifs that you identified. So that's step 6. Basically just do a rewrite of the whole melody. Step 7, if you have them, put the words that you have to those melodies, right? Or if you don't have words yet, experiment perhaps first with kind of nonsense lyrics. Just see what kind of rolls off the tongue. Step 8, which I didn't really include here, but step 8 would be to build from there. So let's say after going through all of these steps 1 through 7 here, you feel like, okay, I have a verse melody. You can then build out from there by saying, okay, I know the characteristics and qualities of these melodies. Maybe I even have some words. Now to create contrast for this next section, whether that's a chorus or whether it's a verse, depending on what the initial decision you made was, you can write melodies that perhaps contrast the melody that you just created. And then now you at least have a direction to go that feels more intentional. It's less just playing darts in the dark, right? You actually have made a decision, even if it's a temporary decision, and you have something to build from there. So let's do a quick recap here. Step 1, find or build a chord progression. Step 2, Put that chord progression playing out loud on your computer. Use your phone as a microphone. Create 2 to 3 different drafts in a freestyle fashion using the syllable la or da is also okay. Step 3, you're going to listen back to those drafts and you're going to pick out the sub-melodies, the parts of this larger freestyle melody that you think are cool, that you think are catchy, that you naturally repeated, and make note of them, because those are going to be your building blocks. Those are going to be your motifs for that particular section of your song. Step 4 is to identify the quality of those melodies. Are they low notes, high notes, dynamic, static, long, short, etc.? Get as specific as possible. Step 5, based on how those melodies are characterized, label that whole section as a verse or a chorus. And based on that information, step 6, rewrite the melody based on these building blocks, based on these decisions, based on these motifs. Step 7, try and put some words to these melodies. Step 8, which again was kind of an extra thing, build out the next section based on the decisions you made in this exercise for that particular section to create a contrasting section. And that's it. Hopefully this is helpful. Like always, I try to really simplify the process because I know that songwriting can feel very overwhelming, and that's why it's hard to start, because maybe you're not sure where to start, or you're feeling like if you do start, you're not really going to know where to go. So I get it. So hopefully this breakdown, the 7-step/8-step breakdown, was helpful. Thanks as always for listening. I had a great weekend. Just on a personal note, at the time of recording this, I just got back from Boston, got to play a show with a couple former students of mine, which is always a blast. Great little venue called The Jungle in Somerville. So for those of you who were there, for those of you who played, who are listening to this, thank you so much. It was really a great time. And that's really all I have. What I would say is if you would like to connect with me, I am currently offering, and if you've heard some past episodes, it's been a while since I've done this, and I'm not sure how long I will do this, but I'm offering a free call with me or my team to help you set a clear goal for your music, assess where you are with your songwriting, and learn a little bit more about each other, learn about where you're at, and also how we might be able to work together. So if you're a songwriter, you're listening to this, and you've always been interested in just getting some help, whether it's free or otherwise, just wanting to get some kind of direction, some kind of clarity, I invite you to book this call. If you go to connorfrost.com, C-O-N-N-O-R, Frost, FROST.com/call, C-A-L-L, you can find a time and book your free call. As always, thanks for listening. I will be back next week. Happy writing.